Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to my channel. Now today we're looking at r/olderthanyouthinkiam. Now yesterday I uploaded a video on a brand new subreddit that I haven't looked at before, r/idoworkherelady, and you guys seem to love it. So I thought, why not go for it again? Let's go for a brand new subreddit, and yeah, this one seems very interesting. If you haven't heard of it before, it's pretty much a collection of stories about mistaken age. It kind of does what it says on the tin. So let's get into an example. Yes, I went through the trouble to get 2 fake IDs just to go to McDonald's. I cannot tell you how many times I get accused of having a fake ID just because I look younger than I am. Most of these are too short to be worth a story, but here's a decent one. This happened when I was in high school, like the 10th or 11th grade. Kind of hard to remember when everything blurs together. Now, my high school had off-campus lunch, but the junior high about a block away did not. So there were truant officers around to make sure that none of the junior high students were sneaking out and trying to blend in with the high school crowd of kids. I rarely did off-campus lunch, mainly because of just how crazy it is. I mean, you go into MacD's during a school lunch hour and you can't even get inside the building. It's filled to the brim. Wait time isn't bad though, surprisingly, like 5 minutes. Anyway, I remember a few times getting stopped by the officers, but once I show them my student ID, they let me go. Note though, they only ever ID me, but not my friends or the group I'm with. That is rude. One day though, oh my god, I get stopped by this guy and he looks like he's new, like you can just look at someone and can tell if they're new to a job. He doesn't even ask for my ID, which I already have in hand. No, he just tells me to go back to my school. Now, if he had done this when I was like 13, I wouldn't have argued, but no, I was like 15, 16. So I just stood my ground and told him that he has me mistaken. He doesn't ask for proof, he demands it. I show him my student ID, he doesn't believe it. I then show him my state ID, and he doesn't believe that either. I even show him my school schedule, and he still doesn't believe it. This butthole freaking marches me all the way to junior high and into the office, and he is so freaking smug. The whole way, he's talking about how he's gonna get me into so much trouble for not just ditching but for also lying and having fake IDs. I just kept a bored look on my face. Once in the office, I waved to the principal and she asked why I'm here. I just point at the officer. This guy is so up his own butt that he thinks that I have 2 fake IDs and a fake high school school schedule. She just looks done, runs a hand down her face and groans before telling the guy that he's wrong. He just glares at me, face so red from embarrassment, and he leaves without apologizing. I'm free to go, but I don't have time to get food. Thankfully, my friends continued on and knew what I usually ordered, so I get food in the end. And side note, I am 4'10", I've been that height since I was 10. My face is very round like a circle, and I tend to wear baggy clothes, usually because that's the only stuff that fits well enough. So yeah, I get mistaken for a young kid and a boy a lot. Even now, I'm 21, but still get mistaken for someone between the ages of 10 to 16. Wow. Well, there you go. If you didn't know what this subreddit was about before this story, I think it should all make sense right now. Dude, if you're 21 and you get mistaken for someone between the ages of 10 and 16, you must look so young. Wow, I feel bad for you. Like, I look younger than my age for quite a long time when I was in my teens, but never that young. Wow. It's a shame that that officer didn't apologize to you. He sounds like a bit of a job's worth. Like, if someone has 2 IDs that aren't actual IDs, their school ID and state ID or whatever, they're not going to be fake, are they? Moving on to our next story. Wife ID'd for coffee because she is too young for caffeine. Obligatory, not my story, but my wife's. My wife and I are both mid-20s, and while I look my age, my wife looks much younger, like 13 without makeup. What? Here are a few stories about her looking young. Story 1, getting ID'd for coffee. My wife and her mum were out one day running errands when they decided to get some coffee and sit and relax in a local coffee shop. They both go to order, and when my wife orders a black coffee, the barista laughs and says something like, "That's cute." My wife and mother-in-law thought it was kind of weird and thought the bill was really cheap too, but they moved down the line to the drink pickup area and waited for their beverages. About 5 minutes after my mother-in-law received her coffee, my wife went up to ask where her black coffee was. was. The barista gave her a confused look and said, "Sweetie, you are much too young to have caffeine." Then, looking at my mother-in-law, said, "You really shouldn't be letting a child drink coffee with caffeine in it. It's really bad for them." Finally understanding what was happening, my wife says, "I am 24. At the same time, my mother-in-law says, "She is a grown woman. She can drink whatever she wants." The barista was very confused and asked to see my wife's ID to prove it, which my wife had to go back outside to the car to retrieve. The barista was still very confused when he saw the ID and apologized profusely, offering the coffee on the house. So are you telling me that if this woman didn't have her ID, a 24-year-old would not have been allowed to order a coffee? That is insane. Okay, let me quickly search. I want to know the legal age that you have to be to have caffeine. Okay, so in the UK, I can't find anything in the US, unfortunately, but in the UK, I know this is actually legit. So the age for any caffeine product in the UK is 16. You have to show your ID if you are under 16 to be able to buy coffee, Red Bull, anything like that. I assume it's relatively similar in the US, but yeah, she's 24, not 16. Now for the next story. Jehovah's Witnesses think I am my wife's dad. Oh God. Some backstory. I often work from home, and when I do, I answer the door when people knock. Anyways, there are some Jehovah's Witnesses that stop by every couple of months to say hello and try to get us to sign up for their church, religion, events. I am always kind and mention that I am not interested as I am not a religious person, but we all got to know each other on a first name basis. I think they also just like to stop by to see my dogs. Anyways, story time. My wife was working from home one day when she got a knock on the door and went to see who it was. It was the neighborhood Jehovah's Witnesses. When she opened the door, they said, "Hello, is your father home?" To which my wife replied, "My father doesn't live here. This is my house." The Jehovah's Witnesses were a little confused by this and asked again, "No, is your father here today? OP, he is usually here at this time." To which my wife responded, "OP is my husband, and no, he had to work at his office today. Thanks." And she proceeded to shut the door in their face. Apparently, I looked like a 25-year-old with a 13-year-old daughter, and the Jehovah's Witnesses haven't been back since. Oh my God. Surely that could be a little bit dangerous at that point though. Like, if you're 25 and people think that your wife is your daughter, they could report you. Yeah, be careful. Story 3. Costco samples are for adults. My wife and I often shop at Costco, and when we do, they usually hand out food samples to customers. We were walking through the vitamin section when I wandered off to get some lotion and shampoo. Gotta stay fresh and smooth for my 13-year-old looking wife. Meanwhile, the wife walks over to a guy handing out vitamin samples and asks for one. He responds with a, "Sorry, I can't give samples to children without the parents' permission." My wife, used to being seen as much younger than she really is, said, "I'm an adult, I'm 25, married, have a house and dogs." The sample guy was immediately apologetic and offered a coupon, which I think he hands out to people anyways, but no biggie, and a sample to my wife. Fortunately, nobody has been excessively rude about her looking young and has always apologized. As a side note, my wife is now pregnant, so I look like a creepy 26-year-old guy that knocked up a teenager. So I've got that going for me. Yeah, that's what I was saying. You've got to be careful. Oh, anyway, I love these stories. It sounds funny, but also perhaps a little bit distressing and dangerous at times. Now for our final story, got followed to my table. For reference, I'm 24, covered in tattoos and facial piercings, and my boyfriend is 29, equally as decorated, shall we say. There is this Mexican bar we go to every once in a while, and I just stumbled upon this sub and was reminded of something that happened here. To set the scene, the third floor is 21 plus, as it is strictly a bar, but the lower floors are family friendly. As we get to the top of the steps, the door and ask for IDs, standard, so my boyfriend and I both take out our wallets. It's important to note, we each have an out-of-state license from completely different states. He glances at my boyfriend's and hands it back, takes mine, looks at it, squints at it, tilts it around, scans it, looks at me, looks at ID. Finally, I pipe up and say, "It's real, dude, here," and hand him my government ID with my name and birthday. He scowls at that, hands them both back to me, and waves us on. So we laugh and sit down, I order a sangria, and I'm carded again. No biggie, waitress takes it, no problem. As she walks away though, the doorman comes over and asks to see my ID again. He pulls up a chair to our table as I hand it to him and takes out a book of state IDs, flipping to my home state and comparing the two. At this point, I just start laughing because I get double carded all the time, but this is ridiculous. He ums and ahs and hands it back and very sheepish as a giant bearded doorman can get, explains that it's his first night and he's never had to check IDs before. And the bar two doors down got busted for serving minors and he was afraid it was happening to him. Doubly so because we both had out of state IDs and mine is pretty uncommon. I told him it was no problem, he apologized again and thanked us for not taking it personally. Well, to be fair, unlike the first one, I think this one is actually okay. Like, he's on his first day of the job, probably pretty nervous, doesn't want to mess up, it makes sense. But the first story, the guy in the McDonald's, like, come on, it's a McDonald's. I know the school's got some policies or whatever, but still, come on.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
I will not be in detention, sorry. The basics. I'm 26 but have a rounded face and look fairly young, especially when I dress down. My relative works at a small school that's attached to a slightly larger school. The larger school is for credit recovery, which is the home base of just about every habitually truant, unusually angry teen in the district. It's a rough place. On this day, I borrowed my relative's car so I could run some errands, so I had to drop off and pick him up as they still had to work that day. It's time for my relative's lunch break, so I drop in to say hi and bring food as thanks for the aforementioned car borrowing. I also desperately had to pee and my relative told me I could use the staff bathroom. Cool, thanks. I rock up in my trashy board shorts and vaguely suggestive tank top. It wasn't like I'd actually see any students and the staff working closely with my relative knew me and my sense of humour, so what does it matter? Insert foreboding music here. I dropped off lunch to my relative, borrowed the bathroom key, scooted off to do my business and returned the key. No problems until I headed for the car. I was maybe halfway across the little yard area when some guy I've never seen before starts shouting. Knowing the nature of this school, I look around to make sure I'm not about to get pelted with rocks or something. Nope, no students out and about, just me and this random dude. I figure he's a teacher, judging by the awful tie. He comes storming up to me.
What are you doing out here?
Oh, I just had to use the bathroom, but I'm—
And why are you wearing that?
Hey, it's not that bad, it doesn't even say the word. It alludes to frick, but doesn't say it on the shirt. Anyway, I'm just headed out, so I gesture vaguely at the parking lot.
You can't just leave school grounds whenever you feel like it. Get back inside before I give you a detention.
Lightbulb, dude thinks I'm an errant student. I'm not a student here. Very intelligent answer, I know. I was in a bit of shock and a bit annoyed that this random dude was shouting at me.
You think just because you go to the attached school, you don't have to follow the rules?
I say in my best customer service voice. No, I graduated the other high school in early 2000s. I'm relative's relative, phobic chirp. Nice to meet you, but really, I do have things to get done this afternoon. The angry teacher squinted at me, looked me up and down, and finally noticed my full-color half-sleeve tattoo. I'm not sure how he missed it in the first place, as it is quite bright. Rage vision, maybe? I don't know. He just gave a little, oh, and stomped off to kick puppies and take candy from small children, probably. This story just gives me memories of school where you have to have your wits about you the whole time. You can't make a wrong move or you're gonna get a detention, even if you're not a student at this school, it seems. Can you imagine if the teacher said, I don't care who you are, I don't care if you're a student or not, you're having a detention, it's final. What a great sentence this was. I'm relative's relative, phobic chirp, rolls off the tongue. Moving on to our second story, show me your ID or you're getting in the police van. So, I'm 24, married, have a son, yada yada. I'm 4'11", so it adds to the 13 or 16 factor. The mistake age happens a lot with me. I live out of my home country and go to visit my mum when I can. My mum lives a street away from my old high school, so you can see where this is going. This happened 2 years ago. So one morning, I decided to go on a walk through the nice winter wonderland to grab coffee at the Starbucks a couple blocks away. I really like walking alone early in the morning since it's quiet, not many people, and I can listen to music with headphones and just relax. I have some issues with social and general anxiety. Since my mum's house is so close to the high school and I have to walk past the building to get to the Starbucks, I get mistaken as a student a lot. I usually can flash my wedding ring and say, "I graduated early," and they laugh, I laugh, and we move on. But I guess this time they had some students skipping because as I was coming back with my husband and iced coffee, I heard the chirp chirp of a siren behind me. I pull out my headphones and turned around. There are two cops in the van, they look annoyed, and I'm getting anxious already. "Hi, can I help you, officers?" I have a really soft voice, which also just doesn't help my case. "Get in the van, we don't have time for this," the one on the driver's side told the other to open the back. "Oh, I don't go here anymore. I graduated a long time ago." I was in front of the school at this point. "Don't lie, little girl. Don't you know you can get your mum in trouble for not going to school?" "I'm not lying. I'm 22. I graduated in 2013. "Get in the truck," the driver cop yelled. And this almost was a trigger for me. I start to get really scared and anxious, almost to tears, when people yell at me because of past issues. "No, I don't go here. I'm 22. I'm basically just gripping the tray that they gave me to hold drinks and forcing myself to stop crying so I can speak clearer and louder. "Show me your ID or you can get in the van." The driver cop has his hand out and the other cop is still waiting by the back door of the van. The only ID I have on me is my dependent military ID, so I hand it to him. My birthday is on the back, but he doesn't turn it over to see. He just says, "ID now." I tell him to flip it over and he just ignores me and says, "I need state ID," even though it's a federal ID. So I ask if I can call someone to bring it to me. He lets me and my husband runs up with both our wallets out and gives him my state ID, my driver's license, along with his and his military ID, as my husband also has a young face. He gives us our stuff back and looks really sheepish and grumbles at us, "Sorry," telling his partner to get back in the truck. After, we went home and enjoyed our reheated coffee. At least I know to never leave the house without all three of my IDs now. Oh god. This is a little bit strange, to be honest. I thought policemen were supposed to ask for ID first, not try to kidnap you and put you in the back of their van. Look, I get it, he was doing his job and he probably has to do this 5-10 times a day, but that doesn't mean he can just bully you and make you feel really uncomfortable and anxious. That's not on. I don't know, let me know in the comments, guys. Do you think this police officer was just doing his job or stepped over the line? I'm not sure, let me know. Now for our third story, getting stopped at passport control because I look like a child. So I'm 18, but I often get mistaken for being anywhere from 14 to 16. I do have a baby face and it probably doesn't help that I love pink and often dress in a cutesy Japanese style. As you can guess, this has caused a few awkward encounters. This summer, as a celebration trip for passing my exams, my mum and I went to Barcelona for a few days. It was really fun, and it felt like it ended much too soon. So as we were headed back to the UK, we went through passport control. There were these machines that scan your face and your passport to confirm your identity and let you through, but you can only use them as an adult. So there wasn't any queue, and my mum walked right through to the machines, but as I was about to follow her, someone stepped in front of me. For a second, I thought, oops, must have got in someone's way and tried to step around them, but they moved to block me again. So I looked up to see a lady, clearly an airport employee, and she was talking into the radio. I don't speak Spanish, I did German and French in school, so even when she tried to talk to me, I had no idea what she was saying. After a second or two, she clocked this and rolled her eyes and pointed to a sign, which said, in both Spanish and English, "Over 18s only." I nodded and went to carry on, but she said no and held her hand out. After a second or two, I realized that she wanted to see my passport, so I opened it up and pointed to my date of birth. She looked between the passport and me a few times before nodding and stepping out of the way, looking kind of surprised. After I got through security and found my mum on the other end, she thought it was hilarious, and to be honest, I did too. Later that month, my mum was stopped by an old friend in town, and they were chatting for a good 10 minutes. You know, as mothers do. So the conversation ended up going down the, "Oh, how are the kids?" route, to which my mum replied, "Ah, Opie is going off to uni to study Japanese next month, and her younger sister has just finished her GCSEs, exams you take at 16 in the UK. So So this lady turns to my sister and starts going on about how wonderful it is to study a language, ending her speech with, "So good luck." My sister laughed and pointed to me, saying, "No, I'm starting sick form. It's OP that's going away." She looked mortified, but I don't blame her for thinking that, as my sister does look a little older than me. So those are two of my I'm older than you think stories. Hope you enjoyed Uwu. For God's sake, why did you have to include the Uwu at the end? Now, funnily enough, I actually have a younger sister. She's a couple of years younger than me, but when we were both younger, I was probably about 13, she was 11. We were very nearly the same height. In fact, we pretty much were the same height, and everyone used to think that we might have been twins, so I do kind of get these sort of stories. Obviously, now I'm way taller than her and better in every single way, but yeah, you know what I mean. Now for our final story, cops called after already being served. So a bit of background as it'll help to understand. I had just turned 19 a couple months back, and it was just by the end of finals for uni. It's safe to say that I've had a stressful month, and I just wanted to go out for a couple beers with my friends. Now normally, we just go to the campus pub, since it was just after our last final for social work, but we decided to switch it up a bit. So we sit down after getting off the bus and finding a decent bar with some good Friday deals. We're already a couple beers in, and I was kind of surprised that I haven't been asked to see my ID, as I look a lot younger than I am, but I wasn't worrying about it. Then the bartender noticed where the beers were going. It's important to note before I go on that our provincial licensing agency had just switched up the way our licenses look, and our secondary photo was no longer see-through, but now it had a little scratchy holographic part on the bottom right-hand corner. The bartender came up to us.
"Hey, could I see your ID for a quick moment?"
I think nothing of it. I hand it over as I casually take a drink. "Yeah, of course." The bartender looks it over closely, and I should mention that it's a valid government-issued driver's license, and I had just renewed it on my birthday as per provincial standards.
"Do you have another piece of ID that I could see?"
At this point, my friends had gone quiet and stopped the conversation completely. They didn't actually say anything during this encounter. "No, my driver's license is the only ID that I actually carry on me. Yeah, me too, that should be fine." He went quiet as he left my ID on the counter and just went into the back. I already had an idea as to what he was doing, so we started to gather our things and finish our drinks since we already paid for them. No tabs are allowed on the weekend without a CC. We did take our time, yes, but we were all curious as to how this would play out. Around 10 minutes passed, and the next thing we knew, the cops were inside the bar. We just rolled our eyes at each other as the bartender came up to the table with them. I can't remember exactly what was said, but pretty much the bartender thought my ID was a fake and decided to call the cops on me. After I sat in the back of a car for a bit and my friends were told to go home, I was finally let go almost an hour later after they verified everything was real. What annoys me the most was the fact that I had already been served three drinks at the time, and they didn't bother to ID me before that. So instead, they tried to cover their butts and say my ID was fake to avoid the fine, as it's supposed to be look under 25, expect to be carded. Yeah, actually, that is a very good point. I know for sure in the UK that that is the rule. You have to ask for someone's ID if they look under 25. If you don't, and there is a reasonable doubt surrounding their age, then yeah, you could get in trouble with the law. So I think this dude must have realized his mistake and tried to backtrack and say, "Oh no, he showed me a fake ID, not a real one," when the police were involved. The problem that I've got with this story though is that you did absolutely nothing wrong. You weren't asked for ID, you didn't give ID, that's fine, you had your drinks with your mates. However, your night and the entire night with all your friends has now been ruined because the bartender didn't ask for your ID. How is that fair? Like, the police told everyone to go home and you had to sit in a car for an hour. That's not really great, is it? Anyway guys, that is gonna do it for my second episode of r/older than you think I am. I really hope you enjoyed it. If you did and haven't seen the first episode yet, it is on screen right away, so click it and I'll see you over there in just a few seconds. If you have already seen it, then don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe for two new videos each and every day on the channel.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.